To continue, a young woman arrived in a sedan chair. She is a bit older than myself and very beautiful. Her hair was swept up in the style of a noble lady, and she wore a white toga with a thin crimson sash. Her eyes were kind. The way she smiled at me gladdened my heart. An official introduced her to me as Julia, the bride of Pompey. I was surprised such a sweet-looking girl was married to that man, that vulgar brute, but even more surprised when she said her father is Julius Caesar. As we visited with each other, slaves brought in goblets of apple nectar so we could refresh ourselves. They also served us bread, sliced thin and frosted with cheese and bits of black olives. A reader stood by the fountain, reciting the latest poem by Catullus, who himself lives in a nearby villa. Well, I'll be brief now, for it is quite late and my eyes feel heavy. Julia's visit was solely to invite me to the theater tomorrow afternoon. I will be happy to see more of Rome and perhaps make a friendship with her.
It seems a little odd to me that Cleopatra and her father are still in Rome, after they received that letter telling them that Tryphaena had been killed and urging them to come home. Why do you think Cleopatra and her father have stayed in Rome? Keep going and find out. Continuing at the top of page 100.